Welcome to another COVID-19 edition of Focus Richmond, brought to you by VCU Health and the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. Today, we're talking with Dr. Jeffrey Donowitz, Assistant Professor of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. We're hearing a lot about convalescent plasma. Where did this idea come from?
So convalescent plasma is not new technology. So this was used in the 1918 Spanish flu. It was used in SARS-1, in MERS, and has been shown to have efficacy in other viruses. That doesn't mean it will have efficacy in COVID disease. There are some case reports and case series, all with very small numbers, that are very encouraging.
So how does it work?
In order to understand what convalescent plasma is, you have to understand the concept of antibodies. So antibodies are a weapon the immune system makes to fight off viruses and bacteria and other pathogens that are coming to get us. They're pathogen specific. So they're specific to coronavirus. They only stick to coronavirus, or they only stick to influenza. Your body makes them in response to an infection. They float through the blood and they stick to that virus, and they sort of mark it to be targeted by other cells that are meant to destroy things. And the problem with antibodies is that they generally take a couple weeks for your body to make once you've gotten an infection. And so what we're doing is we're taking blood donations from people who have recovered from COVID disease, and we're taking the plasma component, which is just the liquid part of the blood that has all of those antibodies in it, and we're giving that, just like a blood transfusion, to people who are sick, with the hopes that there are these neutralizing antibodies in there that can help the patient identify and fight this virus.
If I had COVID and recovered, how would I go about donating?
The American Red Cross has a local donation center, and you can sign up on their webpage to donate. And they have a website. If you search American Red Cross COVID convalescent plasma, it'll link you to a form you can fill out, or you can call the Red Cross and they'll direct you. If you have been affected by COVID or your family has been affected by COVID, you know, I would encourage people to consider donating plasma. It's as easy as a regular blood donation, and it really could end up saving somebody's life in this pandemic.
Thank you, Dr. Donowitz. Join us again every Tuesday and Thursday, just after 10 a.m. for Focus Richmond COVID-19 updates with VCU Health and the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. To learn more, please visit chrichmond.org/COVID-19.